It's estimated that about one-third of all Catholics in the United States are Latino. NPR's Medley Del Barco spoke to some of them about the papacy of Pope John Paul II.
Throughout the southwestern United States, Spanish-language masses with mariachi music are increasingly common, like this one at St. Augustine Church in Tucson. Gloria, gloria, gloria. Many traditional Mexican-American homes have a special place devoted to their faith, altars that might include a cross, a statue of the Virgin of Guadalupe, Mexico's patron saint, and a photo of Pope John Paul II.
Después de Dios está el Papa.
After God, there's the Pope, says Maria Reyes, who prays at La Placita Church in downtown Los Angeles. She says she still appreciates that when John Paul II visited the Basilica of the Virgin in Mexico City in 2002, he canonized Juan Diego, the Mexican Indian peasant who witnessed an apparition of the Virgin in the 16th century. And he declared December 12th the saint's feast day in all of the Americas. Father Alan Figueroa Deck, who heads the Loyola Institute for Spirituality, says the Pope's frequent visits to Mexico, Central America, South America, and the Caribbean endeared him to Latino immigrants in the U.S.
And he came to them. They didn't go to him. So I think it was very much appreciated. In Spanish, we would say, vino a nuestra casa. He came to our house. We were honored more than once to have this very extraordinary human being spending his time with us.
Pope John Paul II made history when he traveled to Cuba in 1998. In an unusual turn, Fidel Castro wore civilian clothes to warmly greet him, and millions of Cubans came out to listen to him speak in Spanish during the holy gatherings in Havana.
Me ha enviado para anunciar a los cautivos la libertad.
He spoke about the need to support religious freedom and human rights. The Pope's presence in Cuba generated hope for moving past the stalemate between the U.S. and Cuba, but the visit also angered some Cuban Americans who disapprove of Castro's power. Father Deck says other Latin Americans were at times offended when the Pope shared communion with controversial dictators. At the same time, he remained humble and repentant about the Church's past.
The Pope in Mexico City, in his very first visit to Latin America in 1978, asked for forgiveness. Ask for forgiveness of the Church's implication as an institution in injustice in Latin America, and he tried to state what the sins of the Catholic Church were.
Father Deck says the Pope's visits to Mexico drew huge crowds and applause when he spoke about the hardships of undocumented immigrants to the U.S. and the Catholic Church's charity.
Este Papa ha estado más cerquita de nosotros.
This Pope was closer to us, the poor people, says Lupita Chavez, who prays at La Placita Church in L.A. She remembers his stance against the war in Iraq and the need for helping nations in hunger. Chavez, who was born in Chihuahua, Mexico, fondly recalls seeing him riding in his Popemobile in L.A., waving to the crowds, and in Mexico City, where he kissed the ground and donned a Mexican sombrero.
Oh, el mexicano de charro, sí.
Chavez says wherever John Paul II went, he was also greeted with great enthusiasm by Latinos in this country. Viva el Papa, they would cheer. Long live the Pope. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.